Joined now by a couple of members of the Knoxville Boys golf team, Carson Unimarked and Evan Smith. And the Panthers have had a couple of meets so far. Guys, I'll just ask you, how's it gone so far? First time, couple times out on the court against other competition.
It's been good. We've played pretty well the first two, but I think definitely a couple of us can play a little better. We shot a couple good scores so far. I mean, for this early in the year, it's pretty good. We've had some solid weather besides our last one. It was pretty windy, but I mean, we're being able to battle right now is a good test for us to push for the postseason. But I mean, we haven't had many. We see some good teams here tomorrow, but haven't seen many great ones yet.
I think we're pretty happy. I mean, we haven't lost yet, so there's nothing to be mad about, but I feel like we've definitely left a couple shots out there, but tomorrow's a good test, and I think we're ready.
I guess it's a good thing that you guys aren't shooting just spectacular scores now. You want to do that at the end of the season. So I guess, what kind of things do you have to do to, bring those scores down a little bit and be right there in contention at state, which you want to be at later on?
I think everybody's had a big number or two big numbers this year. If we can cut those big numbers down to just bogeys or even pars, right there we're losing, or each guy's shaving two shots off round. I mean, you take that by four, we're shooting some scores that some teams won't be able to compete with. And I think this is probably our most talented team we've had yet, and I think this is our year that we could do it. So.
You mentioned weather, and I'll ask this for both of you. This time last year, I think we were scraping snow off the course. What's that like, having decent weather? I mean, you missed your meet earlier in this week with all the storms coming in, but, at least you're not outside with a sock and hat and shoveling snow off the course before you get to play.
Yeah, it definitely makes golf a lot easier, but there's always going to be wind, but everybody plays in the same condition, so just got to deal with it and grind.
I completely agree with what Carson said. The wind is something that we live in Iowa, we're never going to get away from, so it's something that everybody's adapted to, and I'd say as a team, if you can fight against it, guys are going to complain, but everybody's playing in the same weather, like he said, so there's no excuses when it comes to weather.
And that's kind of what Coach said when I talked to him preseason, what both of you guys have said. Look, there's no excuses this year. Our goal is to get to the state tournament and contend for that trophy. How's that been with all the buy-in from you guys up, top down?
The amount of work that we've had some guys put in this summer is pretty phenomenal. I mean, Carson, Noah Kiefer, and I, we've taken lessons, we've played a little bit everywhere, and we've just gotten better. I mean, I've watched Carr shave about eight shots off over the summer, and I mean, I watched Noah shoot a 73 this summer. So, I mean, if we can have four guys that shoot what we're capable of shooting, it's going to be tough to beat us.
Yeah, just what Evan said, we're trying everything to get better, and we all have the same goal. So, at the end of the day, it's just about how bad you want it.
You made mention of it, too. Thursday, you have your first real kind of big test at Boss Landon. Not only is it a tough course, but you got the defending 3A champions there. You got Pella, who is going to be a pretty good team. Winterset, Pella Christian. What's the mindset going in to see, the defending state champs this early in the season?
I mean, I think it's just to play our best golf. This is going to be one of the harder golf courses we'll play all year, and to play it for our third meet of the year. We haven't played many 18-hole rounds this year, so it's going to be a test, but, it's also a good spot to see if we struggle where we sit at, and if we do well where we sit at, to be able to, if we take the win, we know that we can beat the teams that are there, and that's just going to give us a boost of confidence, but also if we lose, it's going to give us a sense of revenge that we want, we know we can beat these teams, and we want to come back and beat them when it matters.
Yeah, Barry just always tells us keep the big numbers out of play, and it's a lot easier said than done, but, it really does change your outlook on it. Like, you don't have to go after a ball, you don't have to hit it super far, you just take the smart play and don't get in trouble.
Is that what Boss presents? Because I've heard people say you can't spray the ball, you gotta really have your shot dialed in on that course.
Absolutely. There's just a couple holes out there where, depending on the tees we play, driver is not going to come into play, and driver is not going to help much. But if we can put ourselves in good spots, everybody can hit the green, and it's hitting the green, it's hoop putting. we can do all that all day, then I don't see a team that's going to beat us.
All right, this weekend's a big golf tournament on the national level, the Masters. I guess, you know, it's very hard to predict that. I mean, everybody, you know, several years ago, one year said Tiger Woods was going to dominate, and he barely made the cut. So I guess I'm going to ask you, do you have a golfer or two that you would like to see win that thing on Sunday?
I'd love to see Tony Finau win. He's been one of my favorite golfers for quite some time now. If he plays well, I see him winning, but if I was to have to pick to see someone win, I think Scottie Scheffler takes it. He's probably one of the most dominating golf stretches I've ever seen, and if he plays well, I don't see anybody beating him.
I'd like to see Jordan Spieth do good. I just always liked him, and he had those few years where he just couldn't play to the best of his ability. So if he goes out and plays well, it'd be cool.
All right, there you have it. And, guys, best of luck on Thursday and beyond, and we'll talk to you maybe hopefully later in leading up to state.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Evan Smith and Carson Unimark, Knoxville Boys golfers, back on KNIA KRLS.